Hello, my children, and welcome to Fight to the Round Table, where five idiots argue over things that don't really matter. This week's topic, thanks to fall, because we all know that pumpkin spice is in the air, will be the weirdest pumpkin spice flavored object. So, today, to my left, I have John Avery.
What's up?
John Dobson. Josh Earth.
Hello, hello.
And Joel Martin.
Hey there.
All right, and I'll be the host slash moderator, Edson Bezerra. Our esteemed guest is here today because, well, Matt had to use some excuse that he wasn't here because his wife did all the work in having their baby. So congratulations to Matt and Abby and their little girl. And so let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
And our very first matchup today will be Pop Rocks versus pickles, which sound absolutely disgusting.
It does.
Yeah.
Those are bad, but Pop Rocks being candy, I feel like flavor is way easier to like. You can just add flavors to that because candy as a base is whatever. Pickles are already pickles. Don't try to pumpkin pie that. That's a bad idea.
Don't pumpkin pie my pickles.
Did anybody watch? There was a, I know Cosby is not a popular person now, but there was a like a runoff of Cosby after the Cosby Show, in which he had like bought these pickled eggs, and he's like, I like pickles and I like eggs. I thought they would go well together, and you know, never had them because they said they're disgusting.
It's not the same thing,
right? It's not the same thing.
But it might as well be here,
right?
So yeah, I'm with John on this one. I think that I could justify the Pop Rocks. I can't justify pickles. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, because you're just going to add pumpkin spices to sugar, essentially. You don't have a competing flavor, whereas, like you said, like pickles are their own thing. Like, you're going to be competing against vinegar, and it's just, it's not going to go well. It's going to be rough.
Yeah.
Because pickles are already pretty gross, so.
You're wrong.
That you're incorrect.
False on that part. Nope. I love pickle relish.
Diced up pickles, boy.
Right.
Come on.
It's a texture thing.
Then cut your pickles up.
Yeah, exactly.
But not and your pickles.
Actually, if it.
If you
got pickled, or not pickled Pop Rocks, that's different too. If you got. Oh,
that's a whole different story.
I almost jacked it up. If you got pumpkin spice Pop Rocks, you're like, yeah, I don't want them, but I get it. If you saw that pumpkin, like if they put a picture of a pumpkin on a pickle jar.
You'd be like, I'm sorry, they put the wrong picture on
right,
there.
You'd be like, oh, they hired someone that doesn't know what they're doing down at the label factory.
Right.
All right. That's what you would say in the store.
That's exactly what I would say. That's exactly how I would say it also. All right. We ready to vote?
Yeah.
All right. Josh, lead us off.
I'm going to say pickles are the weirder one.
Pickles. John Dobson.
Pickles.
Avery.
Pickles.
Joel.
Pumpkin spice pickle Pop Rocks. I'm going pickles.
All right. We're going to 5-0. Pickles are the weirder of the two options. Next up on the list is pumpkin-flavored chicken sausage versus pumpkin-flavored pasta sauce.
Just to clarify, it is red sauce. So,
oh, also, we should probably mention...
Oh, yes, we should mention this.
Everything that we mention on this list were things that actually exist.
Yes, these are all real-life items that we did not create in our brains.
Right.
Because honestly, none of us would create pumpkin spice anything.
Right.
But
because we're sane and we would not allow this to happen.
We should have bought them all and tried them live.
Nope.
No, thank you.
Nope.
You'd be on your own on that one. So,
yep.
Chicken sausage and pasta sauce.
Yeah, I just don't think pumpkin spice chicken sausage would be all that weird. Because you already have.
Because it tastes like chicken.
Like apple smoked, like applewood smoked, or even like apple and maple chicken sausage where there are pieces of apple in it. I don't think that's all that weird, but like mixing like delicious garlicky, basil-y tomato sauce with pumpkin spice just sounds awful.
I think it's kind of similar to the pickle thing of like chicken obviously has flavor, but it is often a base to add things to. I'm not trying to add extra to my tomato sauce that like, A, tomatoes, B, has all the, like, especially if you get the basil or the garlic or the cheese, whatever. I don't think that works. Right. It's the wrong kind of addition.
chicken's like more bland and can take on more flavors than.
Right. Yeah, I feel like you can mix even weird things to chicken and make it be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so we ready to vote, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Leading us off, Joel.
Pasta sauce.
Joshua.
Same.
Pasta sauce.
Avery.
Pasta sauce.
We're going to 5-0 this puppy as well. It's going to be pasta sauce. This is the weirder of the two objects.
Pumpkin spice puppy?
I would seriously consider that. But because, you know, puppies are amazing. Anyway, next up on the list, pumpkin spice flavored salmon.
Wait, hold on. If you had a pumpkin spice dog, would he be a gourd boy?
Oh. And we have ruined this.
If we're episode. Holding on. All I could, when you said we're going to 5-0 this puppy, I was like, oh, is it a canine? Like 5-0 the cops? Like the puppy cop? And then I thought of.
We're going to move on.
Paw Patrol. And then Paw Patrol led me. No, I'm kidding.
We're going to get, this is going to go down a dark, dark rabbit trail. All right. Salmon and pumpkin flavored toothpaste.
I only made a face at one of those.
Yep.
You guys can hear which one it was.
I think both are hideous.
Yeah, but.
But one's looking at them. It's about taste.
Yeah. One's counterintuitive.
Yeah, I don't want to brush my teeth and then taste pumpkin for the next hour.
Like, also, I just can think of, like, this being a candle scent. I'm just thinking I'm brushing my teeth with candle wax.
Right, there's a mental game to play here.
Definitely.
When you're brushing your teeth with pumpkin spice.
Yeah, no, I think I'm ready to vote already. This one's an easy one for me.
Yeah, I don't think it's close.
All right, we're going to just go ahead and say 5-0 for the toothpaste.
Toothpaste is weirder.
Toothpaste is totally
way weirder.
Because I can imagine that you would be able to do the salmon in a, like when they do the cedar plank salmon and that kind of stuff, and it would absorb some of that spices, but
bougie
not.
Way. Yeah, yeah, you're trying to be like, I don't know, Martha Stewart or something with the food. And
yeah. Like, you want to do like a light, different holiday, but be a different holiday party this thing. Try your pumpkin spice salmon. You'd be like,
yeah,
Martha.
No, thank right. you. This thank is America.
You. Quit thank taking you for money. That. Yeah. Also, how was prison? prison.
Right. Well,
snoo.
It was excellent. Not going back. Anyway, next up on the list, pumpkin spice flavored water. And pumpkin spice flavored fish bait.
Oh,
hoo-ha-ha.
Do the fish care? Do the fish care about?
I don't know.
Pumpkin spicing their bait. Well,
I was gonna say I have to imagine that they tested this and there is a difference, but no, they don't.
They don't have tested.
People who are just buying this, no one cares.
Are really lots of people buying this? Really?
Well, I didn't say lots. I said the people who are.
Can I ruin it?
Please do.
All right. It's not actually pumpkin spice flavored bait. It's pumpkin spice colored bait.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That's
I
even
looked it
worse.
Up on Amazon.
Yeah, it's worse.
What but the why? Heck kind of color
like,
is pumpkin spice?
I do feel
spice?
Like if somebody handed me like a glass of clear water and it was and it tasted like pumpkin
I would
spice
spit
water
it in their
oh,
face.
Yeah. Like Ted Lasso when he drinks some tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, I thought this just sounded like or tastes like brown water." Turns out I was right. That's terrible.
Yeah, don't drink brown water.
So, yeah, I don't know.
It also just sounds like, if you just say, hey, this I got some raspberry water. That sounds
That sounds
fine.
Refreshing.
You say pumpkin spice water, it doesn't feel Ugh. Like it should go together.
No.
You're like, no thanks, I'll die no. in the desert.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll
but
drink the
water.
Cactus juice before I drink the pumpkin spice water.
Exactly.
Pumpkin spice cactus juice.
Yeah. It's got to be better than pumpkin spice
it's gotta
water.
It's got to be. All right, so
all right, what are the two again? Pumpkin spice water and what's the
and fish bait.
Bait?
Which deal just on the option of it though sounds weirder.
It's weird. That's just not. Weird.
It is
like,
weird.
Like, even if it's just colored, like why? Just so some white chick will buy it for her boyfriend and put it in the stocking? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's actually probably the bigger marketing ploy.
I think so. It's got to be.
But I also feel like it's ineffective. Aren't like fish go for like the flashy, like bright, and I mm-hmm. assume pumpkin spice
color it's orange.
Is orange and brown.
Right.
Yeah.
So it blends in with the rest of the riverbed. Cool. Mm-hmm.
But they also go for worms, which are brown.
If it was still a taste thing, though, too, like, usually the worst the like, fish bait smells, you're like, oh, yeah, that's going to work great. Like, oh, this smells delightful. If you want it, if you like, nah.
It's hard to see ineffective.
Right, exactly.
Why are we doing this?
All right, so in my head, it was already scented bait that they also added pumpkin spice scent to. So I was combining like that stench that they put on the bait. But this is what I'm saying.
Makes it weirder.
That makes it weirder. Yeah, right.
That so, that does. I'm sorry if I ruined it for you.
Because even if you don't like the water, it's not like so far-fetched. Like, what? Who would add flavored water?
Right.
When you are like, who
water
would add pumpkin
is water.
Spice fish bait.
Right. Yeah, I think pumpkin. I think.
Yeah, I feel like that's the weirder of the two.
I agree. I'm ready to vote.
Ready to vote?
Weird.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to vote.
Josh, lead us off.
Fish bait.
Fish bait. Dobson?
Ooh-ah.
Joel?
Fish bait.
3-0 fish bait.
Fish bait.
Fish bait's moving on. I'm going to go ahead and say water because I feel like I should just get an honorable mention. Okay. All right. Pumpkin spice flavored deodorant versus
flavored.
Bam.
Pumpkin spice flavored deodorant.
You know how deodorant works,
I think
works,
you
right?
mean scented, not flavored.
Oh, my bad.
You told
but
me.
What,
you guys don't
better?
Eat your deodorant too?
You got to activate it. You know?
It's like a scratch and sniff, but...
Yeah, they didn't have any gel sticks at the store, so I just lick it before I put it on. It feels the same.
Like, thanks, Mark.
Can you go back to your own yard?
Need a bigger fence.
So what was it? Deodorant and what?
I don't know. I think we're done.
Did you even get to the second one?
No.
I did, actually. So it's deodorant versus spam.
You didn't get to that.
You did not get to spam.
None of us were listening. So
none of you were listening, but I did say spam, and when you play it back, you will hear
spam,
it.
Spam, 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 beans and spam. If you haven't seen the Monty Python skit.
Spam a lot.
Link in the description below.
No. Well, ironically. They took the name from spam, but there's a whole skit in Monty Python Flying Circus where it's all about a restaurant that serves mostly spam.
If you want way better spam references from a movie, you can watch 50 First Dates.
Okay. All right. We're going to have a fight right here. You're telling me a 50 First Dates is better than anything Monty Python's put out?
I didn't say it's better than anything Monty Python's
you
put
said,
out.
You
said better
spam,
spam
references. It's better is what he's saying.
Spam, 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 beans, spam.
I love spam and Reese's.
How is that possibly not good enough reference for spam?
Right, right. I'm with Edson on this one.
Have you heard all the references from 50 First Dates?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Why are you looking at
it? It's kind of like the question, have you licked your deodorant? I don't need to.
I don't need to. I know it's bad.
All right. So I think pumpkin spice flavored spam is disgusting. I mean, I've never had spam as it stands. So maybe I'm wrong about that. But
really?
Yeah. But I can't imagine that pumpkin spices make it better than canned ham that makes that noise like... Cranberries
plorp.
Does when it comes out.
Like arms fall off, boy.
The plorp noise. Remember? And then it plops down on your plate. It's awful. But what was the other one? Oh, deodorant. But deodorant, I don't want to sit there and sweat and all of a sudden start to smell pumpkin spice.
So when the deodorant starts to wear off, it goes from pumpkin spice to Old Spice smell?
I don't know. Would Old Spice be the one to market this to? That's an interesting...
Oh, this is Axe all the way, right?
What, pumpkin spice deodorant?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's native.
Yeah, but I mean, like, really,
yeah,
who should
it's
it be?
Tom's of
well,
Maine.
Who should it be?
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but
they're already
it's
doing
native.
Seagrass or whatever it is, lemongrass and stuff. They're like, pumpkin spice, lemongrass, doesn't work, deodorant.
That's actually their product.
Like, warning, does not prevent odors.
It's,
even though it's called deodorant.
It's our new line called Hippie Smell. It's patchouli and pumpkin spice.
All right, so voting. Dobson.
Deodorant.
Deodorant.
It's weirder. I don't want to smell like a
Joel.
Sweaty
deodorant. Pie. Avery.
I'm going spam. People do the candles, and I realize there's a body odor factor that isn't in candles, but I think spam's weirder.
Yeshua?
I think I'm with John on this one. I think I'm going spam.
Wow. So, this is the tiebreaker. I'm going to have to say deodorant.
Thank goodness you made the right call.
I'm going to say deodorant on this one.
Listen, there's no winner here, really, this one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think in any of these that there's a winner for anyone.
Is this really, like, what's the worst loser?
Basically.
That's why I keep getting confused.
Yeah.
All right, so next up, pumpkin spice salsa versus pumpkin spice kale chips.
Worst lunch ever.
So I'm just here eating my kale chips, and I'm going to dip them in the salsa.
Yeah,
both of which are pumpkin spice flavored.
Is this one of those tell me you lost a bet without telling me you lost the bet type situation?
Yeah,
basically.
Okay. So in the pictures that we looked up of the kale chips earlier, there seemed to be both the like baked hard crunchy ones as well as basically just pieces of kale that they've put the spices on.
Kale's the seaweed, well, I don't think, right?
That's a chip, though.
No.
Oh.
I don't believe it is,
I think,
right?
Kale is some type of
kale cabbage. Is a leafy green.
Seaweed. So it's seaweed.
It's a superfood. That above, is it's grown on dry land, not in the sea.
Gotcha.
I was confused.
Okay.
Now I know that, though, and I appreciate it.
I believe it was the difference between kale and kelp.
No, but there's seaweed that people eat that's not kelp.
Yeah, well, yeah. There is, yeah, well, there is seaweed. Not,
kelp is actually... And, okay, I'm wrong here. I think kelp is actually animals, right?
You're, maybe.
Like,
sure. No, that's krill.
That's krill.
That's krill. That's right.
Yo, good these point. K words are hard.
I know, seriously.
Run
away.
Yeah, that's the Finding Nemo. Oh, don't worry. Whales only eat krill. Oh, hey, look, krill.
Run away.
Probably swim.
Swim away, yeah. I think it's swim away, but still.
People who did, Phineas and Ferb also did another show called Milo Murphy's Law. Not as good, but still pretty good. But there's a whole running gag in there where there's a movie series called Krill Hunters. And they... The puns they use are great, like Lady Krillers, and it's great. So now Tobias Trollhammer is the krill hunter, and he does not use pumpkin spice on anything.
I was about to ask if he does pumpkin spice krill, but we're talking
still
about pumpkin spice kale versus pumpkin spice.
I think kale being salsa. A leafy green, being like hearty, I feel like that works with the pumpkin spice. Where for me, salsa, I just... Be spicy. That's all I needed to be. Not like flavor spicy, just hot spicy.
I don't know. I can see salsa being kind of a sweeter flavor, like mango salsa or pineapple salsa. Like, I can see that. But that, a pumpkin spice flavored.
So I walk into a situation and someone's like, hey, you can eat kale or pumpkin spice kale. I don't even like pumpkin spice. I'm like, probably going to go pumpkin spice kale because it's going to improve the flavor of kale when pumpkin spice ain't improving the flavor of salsa and I ain't dipping my chip in it.
It's true.
Know.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yep.
All right. Thanks. So.
A good argument.
That's a great argument.
I'm great at arguing.
I didn't need to be swayed, but that was a great argument.
Thank you.
So, all right. So you're saying then that the salsa is weirder than the kale chip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. Absolutely.
What we're arguing about?
Well, I told you. I've been confused this whole time. I've been confused this whole time.
So you're saying that it improves the chip, thus for? That's not a word?
Close enough.
No, thus for.
No, it is. That is crazy. Honestly, my mind is twisted, man.
But you're saying you would gladly eat a pumpkin spice kale chip because it would be better than just eating a regular kale chip. But if you have a jar...
In that exact category, though.
But if you have a jar of regular salsa versus a jar of pumpkin spice salsa, which one are you dipping your chip in?
Right, I'm doing regular, but... What you failed to mention in those two scenarios is if I had pumpkin spice, kale, and pumpkin spice salsa, which one am I going to eat?
There you go.
What one are you going to eat?
Maybe salsa, just because salsa is better than kale chip. So now I've reverse flip-flopped like
but
six times.
But is it better?
Who am I buying?
Yes, salsa is better than kale chip.
Is salsa better than kale chip?
But this is not your average salsa. So right. Like,
it's not your average kale chip.
Wait, it's a chip. Are you dipping pumpkin spice kale chips in pumpkin spice salsa?
When we can.
You should not.
Yeah, you should not.
You should not.
You create a singularity, and it's right. Bad from there.
It says it on the labels, like, don't do that, guys.
Let me tell you, I'm not, but somebody else.
No, right, no. Yeah.
So, Dobson started us off.
Oh, I guess that means we're all ready.
Yeah, yeah, we're
the weird
God,
one
we're
for
moving
me is
along.
Salsa.
Salsa is the weird one.
Yeah.
Avery?
Agreed, salsa.
I'm going to say kale chips are the weird one.
I'm going to agree with you, Edson.
Wow.
Kale chips, therefore.
Salsa is the weirder one.
All right, 3-2, salsa yes. Over kale chips. I think none of us win in this round. All right, next up, pumpkin spice Pringles versus pumpkin spice beard oil.
I would rather smell like a pumpkin pie than eat a pumpkin spice Pringle.
Although, this kind of goes back, you know, the Pop Rock chicken argument, like, Pringles are just Pringles by themselves don't necessarily have a ton of flavor. It's just the, it's not even a potato chip. It's like potato mash that they formed into a chip.
Okay, true. But this is the weirder of the two things, which is
but beard oil beard is meant oil. To be scented.
Yeah, but
pumpkin?
Pumpkin spice?
It's weird.
People love
that's
that
a,
scent.
That's a white chick love that. Scent flavor,
okay,
smell,
so
whatever.
Hold on, though.
White chicks all over your beard, Playboy.
There you go. So if you're a single dude, then that might be the route to go.
Yep. You're not like, hey, check out these chips. And they're going to be like, oh, check out this beard.
I'm walking home with some pumpkin spice beard oil.
I would say, I don't know that I would want to use it. I had a beard wash once that had peppermint oil in it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, all day it just smelled like I had a candy cane stuck under my nose.
Yeah.
My breath smells amazing because all I can smell is pumpkin or peppermint.
Don't. So, like, to have that much pungent pumpkin spice as the wear, I wouldn't want it. Yeah. But
especially when it starts mingling with your deodorant that you're wearing, too.
And then bits of salsa that are left in
right. Right. And you unpack your lunch and pull out the pumpkin spice salsa and the kale chips and start eating. They're like, this guy needs to get fired stat.
What was it going against? I don't remember what the other one was.
Pringles.
I don't want to get sidetracked, but how does original Pringles, I know you said they're a little bit bland, but they're really good. And
they are delicious.
Butcher the rest of the flavors like pizza. Like,
oh, sour cream and onion are great.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Sour cream and onion are good.
But that's a real chip flavor, too.
And the cheddar are good.
Like
but after that,
garbage, just like the pizza combos. Get out of my face.
Whoa, pizza combos?
No, like he's saying the combination of pizza.
No, I'm saying combos.
He's saying combos.
I was trying to help you, well, you just need to stop talking.
I don't need your assistance.
Clearly you do.
I know how to dig my own hole.
That's right. I know how to go down in flames all by myself.
Original combos and pretzel, dude. That's it.
All right, so, but we're talking about pumpkin spice Pringles versus pumpkin spice beard oil.
Mm.
I don't know. I would not think to put a scent like that or be like, you know what? This beard oil could use some pumpkin spice.
If I was a marketing guy and like I worked for both companies, like which one's going to sell more? The beard oil is going to sell more than the chips. But there's way more people eating chips than using beard oil, too.
If you were the marketing guy, probably wouldn't sell anything in either one of those categories.
First of all, I'm a genius marketer, dude.
Yeah, okay.
I'm good at everything I try. Like, come on, brother. Put me down.
So.
You're not me or my dad, so don't.
So I think
the beard oil
is way weirder. Because if I'm eating Pringles, I'm going to eat the Pringles, and then they're gone. I'm done. I don't have that lingering on all day long.
I think it's worse, because I'm going through my argument, too. You're saying it's worse than the Pringles. I still think the Pringles are weirder, because you have all these scents. You have, like, woodsy scents, very fall scents in beard oils all the time. And so I think...
Pine tar sea salt.
Yeah. I have one that's literally, like, a lumberyard scent.
Nice. I'll hug you.
It's not as good as the Forest Ranger.
Forest Ranger?
That's what it's called.
Dude, that's not a happy smell for me at all. When I got lost at base camp.
Trauma aside.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody ready to vote?
I need a shirt that says trauma aside.
Yeah, all right. All right. Let's start us off, Avery.
I think Pringles are weirder.
Go ahead, Joel.
Pringles are weirder.
Pringles are weirder.
Beard oil is weirder.
Pringles are weirder.
I think that's after this argument, I'm gonna feel like Pringles are probably weirder of the two.
Fair.
So 4-1 Pringles. Last in this first round, pumpkin spice Kit Kats versus pumpkin spice Peeps.
Oh, that's a good matchup.
That is a good matchup because both of those are disgusting and neither of those are okay.
Hold on.
No, as pumpkin spice.
Okay. I thought you meant the baseline.
Whoa. Baseline, they're amazing.
Okay.
And you've gone taking what's baseline amazing.
Kit Kat is amazing. I get there's people who can't stand Peeps. Mm-hmm. I am not one of those people.
They're called communists.
But they got to be stale.
And see, that's where you and I differ.
You
also freeze your Snickers?
Well, sometimes.
That's just asking for a broken tooth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I
keep your dentist very wealthy. I got you.
Right.
What's a dentist?
That's a thing for rich people.
Oh, okay.
So Kit Kats versus...
That's where you go when you use too much pumpkin spice toothpaste.
It is a good matchup, but the fact that there's pumpkin spice Peeps and pumpkin spice Kit Kats is just proof that the devil works hard.
Yeah?
But our God works harder, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Peeps are not supposed to taste like anything other than sugar.
No, but in comparison to to the Kit Kat, I feel like it's weirder for the Kit Kat.
Is this where you like change the whole, you know, where it's not chocolate based anymore though? Like how they do with the flavored Oreos where like it's no longer a chocolate cookie.
Right.
Like
mm-hmm.
I don't think that would be the worst.
I don't know who's looking it up because I honestly
I'm looking it up.
Thank you.
You have to see the packaging.
Well, I
and they're doing
seen...
more and more flavored Peeps too.
Right. Are they really?
Yeah, but some Kit Kat
it's usually kind of fruity though. Like I know specifically they do like watermelon Peeps.
Also yeah. Disgusting.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, but it is a thing.
Right. And that goes
Peeps are
the
supposed to be
thing, more like the fruity candy thing makes some sense, I guess.
Marshmallow. And you can put them whatever color you want. Like I've seen yellow, yes. Blue, you mm-hmm. know,
bird or
pink,
rabbit.
Right, whatever. Yeah. That's it. That's all they're supposed to have for Peeps.
Whoa. And sugar. You've got
sugar. Sugar. And more sugar.
Yeah. Marshmallow, yellow, sugar. Those are the three
correct.
Ingredients. We'll also accept blue or pink, but.
So then I just, when I.
Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. I have a more visceral response to Peeps being
well,
weird,
looking,
being a weirder
the,
pumpkin spice.
The, like items ahead of time, there was also pumpkin spice flavored marshmallows. So that would make sense to me if you're going to put them in a pumpkin spice latte, right? If you want to add marshmallows to it, that would be like, okay,
sure,
I can see that. So how is that a whole lot different than a pumpkin spice?
Because it's a peep, okay? I mean, honestly, like that's its own category of marshmallow.
It is.
So it is a pumpkin pie Kit Kat, and it is the wafer dipped in a pumpkin pie flavored cream.
Yeah, the actual outside of it's orange.
Yeah. So,
but I'm
I don't think that's as weird. And my favorite cookie is a pumpkin oatmeal chocolate chip cookie. Like pumpkin and chocolate work together.
Go together, right? But that's not a pumpkin. That's not a pumpkin spice. Flavored wafer with chocolate on the outside.
Right. It's a wafer with pumpkin pie flavored cream. Like that's what the outer is.
Awful. And is there chocolate between those wafers, it looks like?
It does look like there's chocolate between the wafers.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there is still chocolate.
So maybe that works a little bit.
When I looked at the images of the Peeps, they have Peeps, which are like birds, which makes sense, and they have pumpkins too, which obviously should just be called pumpkin spice, pumpkin marshmallow sugar things.
really rolls off the tongue.
Says the marketing guy.
Marketing genius.
Yeah, exactly. But like, it is weird that you can get both. But the Peeps were brown and they looked very festive. As did the Kit Kat.
I mean, that's what Peeps do, right?
They're festive.
Oh, these pumpkins look more like Grimace than they do pumpkins.
Yeah, it's true.
Are they purple?
No, just shape wise.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. But if you served them,
I don't know. This is a tough one because I could see a pumpkin Kit Kat being good and not that weird. I could also see it's like the Pop Rocks thing. Like marshmallows are sweet, but they're just sugar. So they can take on the flavor of something else. I'm not saying I would enjoy them. And it also depends on like how if it's just like spice flavoring. Because to me, there's a difference between like using the actual spice and then using a spice flavoring.
Right.
Like there's a difference between using real coconut in something and using coconut flavoring, and coconut flavoring is awful.
Right.
Like banana flavoring, awful. Nothing made with fake banana flavoring is good. So
disagree.
Laffy taffy, exactly. And the banana pops, those big yellow.
Oh no. Blah. Awful.
But in the pumpkin spice, so if you had pumpkin pie, would you put like the mallow stuff from like a Fluffernutter on top of it? Is that appropriate?
The marshmallow cream?
Yeah.
I don't see why
marshmallow
not.
Fluff?
Yeah. Marshmallow fluff, yeah.
Almost
yeah.
like whipped cream. You know, so that almost kind of sounds
I think that'd be fine.
Decent.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what Peep is.
Yeah, so I almost think
no,
the Kit
Peep
Kat
is its
would
own
be...
thing. We've already determined that.
Yeah, there's a company and everything. Yeah, it's its own thing.
Yeah, I
used to work marketing for them.
Used to. They fired him.
I think
the pumpkin spice Kit Kat's going to be weirder.
Really?
Yeah, because I also like... A Kit Kat is a Kit Kat. Like,
so John,
well, here it
it
is. Japan has like 40 flavors of Kit Kat. They go all over the place with it.
Japan has a lot of weird things.
Oh yeah, 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 oh, for sure.
Like seaweed flavored Peeps,
sushi flavored Peeps.
So
that would be awful,
John. If you had to choose,
is that what this is about?
That's what this is about.
Like, pretend you're on a podcast, and we put this in front of you.
Are we ready to vote? Does anybody feel like they have any more argument that they really want to give?
I don't know that.
All right. I will go first. The weirder of the two for me is the Peeps.
Are you crazy? No, I really don't care. That's true.
I'm like, serious. I was like, wow, that was a visceral response to that.
Like undiagnosed, but maybe.
All right, so Avery.
I think the Kit Kat is weirder.
Okay. Hearth?
I think the Peeps are weirder.
Excellent.
Kit Kat's weirder.
Ooh.
When I saw they are changing the Kit Kat, like it's not chocolate on the outside. It was orange cream.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going Kit Kat. It's weirder.
Kit Kat is weirder. Yep. All right.
I'm not upset by that.
I am not upset because I think that these are both ruined forever.
This whole list is cursed, honestly.
Is there anything on this list that you think gets better by adding the pumpkin spice?
I don't think anything gets better with pumpkin spice, period, but, you know, whatever. And before the comments come rolling into our Instagram and everything, there was a lot of things that were on the list that we kind of cut out because we're like, yeah, pumpkin spice flavored whatever.
Oreos.
That's also weird, but we're going to – yeah, we had Oreos on there. We had
– we had like 40 items.
Yeah, 40 items.
We had to narrow it down, people, and it was actually more of a task than this part is.
But that's just the hard work that we put in for you.
We do it for you. We do it for the people, not the peeps.
Right. There are literally dozens of them.
You know, I just realized we're sitting on five pumpkin spice colored Zorbies.
Oh, there.
All right. So round two. Let's start off. Pumpkin spice flavored pickles versus pumpkin spice flavored pasta sauce.
My stomach just gurgled like rebellion.
I
would say I hate them both.
Right, but if you put both of them in front of me, I would very willingly eat the pasta sauce.
I think I would more willingly, not very willingly.
Well, okay, more willingly. Yeah.
A gun to my head. More.
That was
willingly.
My first gut instinct, I think, too.
Looking around this room, and if you put any food in front of us, we will more willingly eat any of it.
It's true.
So,
I'll try anything. Like, for the most part, I'll try anything once. So
people say that it's dumb saying. Like, no. There's plenty of things I'm like hard pass. I'm willing to try that.
No, I pretty much try anything.
I'm willing to try most things twice because I've had some things where they were not prepared well the first time.
Oh, yeah, food wise.
But they end up being really good.
People say,
oh, yeah, talking about food. Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
No.
I'm not going to try a pickle once. So
I won't touch a frog once.
No.
So that's not happening.
No, okay, that makes sense. That's fine.
So. I've had way too many frogs touch me lately, and I hate it.
I've had multiple inside my mailbox.
Yep. Dang. Inside
what?
My mailbox,
yep. I have to open
up the trash.
Are they
lid?
Pumpkin spice flavored frogs?
I don't know. I ain't touching.
You should call the cops. It's a federal offense. Well, hold on. You know what you can charge them with? Mail frog.
frog protection.
I love those puns, but also like we should call some federal agency on the post office or whoever they've been hiring. That's a federal offense. Garbage.
Just keep folding my mail.
Right. Yeah. It says do not fold. It's bent. And they don't close my mailbox. It gets rained on. And then at the end of and then Christmas time last year, he put a card in there like, thanks. Like he wanted a tip. I'm like, dude, you bent everything.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Our mail carrier is awful.
But what if your mail carrier was pumpkin spice flavored? Would it be better then or worse?
If it was a pickle, it would be weirder.
It's true. If a pickle was delivering your mail, it would be weirder.
Yep. I just feel like pumpkin spice pickle.
Yeah,
I don't think the vinegar works with that.
Nope.
I feel like that's completely weird.
You know what we should have done before we started this whole thing? Was we should have agreed that no matter what wins, we're going to try it.
Mm. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't. So.
We didn't. So
thank
just
God.
Wait till Christmas. Guess what you guys are getting? Nothing, because I'm cheap.
I hope it's pickles, because it'd be a heavy jar I can throw back at you.
I'm like, dude, what's the big deal? All right, what are we doing here?
Such a jerkin'.
That's actually pretty good.
Pumpkin spice flavored pickle versus pasta sauce. All right.
Yeah.
We're just going to 5-0 the pickles.
Yeah.
Pickles
5-0 the pickle.
Thank goodness.
You put the sauce on spaghetti squash.
All right. Next up. Ooh, this one's going to be a tough one. Toothpaste versus fish bait.
Oh. Yeah, toothpaste.
If the fish bait was scented as pumpkin spice, which we don't believe it is, right?
Correct.
We think it's just the coloring. Joel, you have your hand up?
No, I just was freaking out for a second.
Oh, okay.
First
cool.
of all,
he was praising the Holy Spirit.
Never a bad time to praise him. But I was losing my mind for a second.
You still look like it's lost.
Yeah, we haven't found it.
Can fish smell?
Right. That's my point. It's like, at least people, some people like.
I know sharks can smell.
Some people
smell.
Like.
Smell blood.
Yeah.
From 300 miles away. Yeah. We all were in second grade.
Some still are.
We were.
Well, I was.
In my country.
Three years in a row, brother.
Right. I was going to say best 4 years of my life.
So, some people like pumpkin spice. And at least toothpaste is going in your mouth.
No.
No, I'm saying that. Like, okay. Fish bait doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I say, that is the thing. Fish bait that's the only thing makes no
zero
sense.
Sense. At least some people, like, someone somewhere would be like, that sounds interesting. I want to try the toothpaste. No one's like, yeah, we need pumpkin spice fish bait. I'm not even coming to this bait shop anymore. You don't carry pumpkin spice?
Never happened.
Okay. First of all, I don't really trust this article because the first line is, unlike humans who don't smell much underwater, boy, you can't smell anything underwater.
You can once. No,
that's a trap for blondes.
Says fish actually do have rather good olfactory abilities.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't trust that article at all.
But
is
yeah.
That the same, is that the same article that tells us humans have three hearts?
They do have three hearts. How else do they get it to the top of the head?
They have the same amount of vertebrae as humans. They're just bigger.
Is that true?
I think so. I'm not.
Look it up on.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up, Mr. Google.
Draft facts don't work.
If yo. Draft facts are true on this show, we might establish that.
If
log
a draft has a sore throat, remember that old joke? Like, good 30 second swallow. Look. Golly, I wish I had some, you know, whatever medicine you take at the draft. Right, guys? Who's with me?
I don't know
what to say. Dude, imagine the stuff I don't say. Like, it's horrible in this brain, honestly. It's so hard to live.
This moment feels like a draft with a sore throat.
Right, exactly.
I feel so bad for Mariah.
All right.
Yeah.
This is what we do at night. We just sit there, like, laughing and wondering if I'm going to make it through, like,
life.
So, toothpaste or fish bait?
Fish bait way more useless. But somehow I think
I just feel like toothpaste feels weirder to me.
I agree with that.
All right.
Why,
so
why does toothpaste feel weirder to you? Because I think Joel actually makes a valid point through all that psychosis that at least it's a flavor that you're going to be like.
But how hard it subverts the expectation, I think, makes it weirder.
Okay. There's nothing. Okay. So using that as an example. Pumpkin spice is closer to mint than pumpkin spice is to dead fish smell.
Facts. Hard facts. Hard facts.
Oh, fine. I've been swayed. Let's vote.
I'm saying fish bait.
Fish bait.
I'm saying fish bait.
You're saying fish bait.
It's weirder, right?
Yeah,
that's what we're doing?
Yes.
I'm still confused.
Yeah. I'm saying toothpaste.
Toothpaste?
I'm also saying toothpaste.
Ah. I hate agreeing with Josh on this one. I'm going to have to say fish bait is probably the weirder of the two.
Praise God.
I thought toothpaste was going all the way.
I thought so too.
Actually, when I saw this matchup, I was like, oh, I think that the toothpaste is going to win.
Although,
but
I will say, like, we actually came off the fact that we're not sure if it's scented or if it's just colored.
I don't know if it matters.
Right, but how did it hit you? Like,
it's just the weirder of the two. It's just the weirdest of the two.
Yeah, it is dumb.
All right, next up, deodorant. Versus salsa. I just feel like that's an easy deodorant's
too.
The weirder of the two.
Me too.
I'm still more weirded out by the salsa.
Yep,
I
me
am too.
Too
with it. So that was my initial thing. But then you think about it, it's like, why? Like, I just almost with the toothpaste thing again. I can imagine someone in the world being like, I want pumpkin spice and anything that I'm going to have a flavor in my mouth. Who's like, yeah, deodorant
or fish bait or anything that's not in my mouth?
I don't know. I just trying to kind of change my mind, though. Because like,
anyone trying to make money at this point.
I guess you can have the smell of deodorant being.
Right, the scent thing.
Yeah, and the scent thing for that is that guys and girls can wear it. So girls, you know, the chicks are all pumpkin spice crazy.
Right.
Can be like, oh, I love pumpkin spice. I want pumpkin spice deodorant. And I can see that because I know a lot of crazy chicks. And so I'm not married to one, but
good
I do
cover.
Know a few.
Nice. Nicely done.
So, I think this is actually a pretty easy vote for me.
All right, go first.
Salsa.
Agreed, salsa.
Salsa.
Joel?
What was the other one again?
deodorant.
It doesn't matter.
Salsa.
Deodorant.
Deodorant, right? It was the other one.
Yes.
No, salsa.
The other one.
Yeah, I think deodorant's weirder.
Yeah, I guess deodorant.
It doesn't matter.
I know, but.
All right. Moving along.
Yeah, I need to keep things as straight as we can in this head. It's real to me.
It's real
to me,
yo.
That we're talking about.
All right, and in the last matchup for the round is Kit Kats versus Pringles. Did you say mmm?
No, I went mmm. It was down, not up.
Made a yummy noise.
No,
I didn't.
I feel like Pringles are the weirder. Like, yeah, again, pumpkin spice for pumpkin pie dessert, Kit Kat dessert. I feel like Pringles are the weirder.
Yeah, but exactly. Here's the thing. Like, I've seen a ton of different flavors of Pringles.
And most of them are not good.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a ton of different flavors of Kit Kat, to my knowledge.
Because why do you need to change perfection?
To my knowledge, it's only been Kit Kats.
No, they've no,
dude,
I mean,
they
I know they've
got,
like, white chocolate
and peanut butter and
mint.
I haven't seen them. I'm sure that they exist.
Yeah, coffee and mint.
I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm sure they exist. It wouldn't surprise me. But I know that there's Pringles flavors. Like, there's a whole rainbow of Pringles flavors.
And again, they're a good base.
To be fair.
Yeah.
The thought process behind having multiple different flavors of potato chips is normal. Having multiple different flavors of a particular chocolate-based candy is not normal.
Correct, which is why I think that's a much weirder thing.
The fact that it's flavored is not weird. But if I said, hey, here's a dirt Pringle, you'd think, oh, that's weird.
Right. But I'm saying his argument was, I've seen a bunch of different flavors of Pringles already. One more flavor is not a big deal.
But right. We're talking about what's the weirder.
What the extra flavor is.
Right. I think
like
that's
you're saying, like,
important part.
Adding a candy or something, changing it with a different dessert flavor, isn't that weird?
It's still saying in that dessert family.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's maple syrup.
It's like second cousin, but.
Yeah.
So.
Loud to marry.
What do you guys think? Who wants to vote?
I think Pringles is weirder.
Yeah, I'm on Pringles.
Oh,
I'm on Pringles too.
Oh, well, I will just be on the Team Kit Kat all by myself.
It's starting to sound good, honestly.
Yeah, okay, so I was sitting there thinking, I would probably try that.
Yeah.
I just gave Josh a weird look.
Josh didn't notice the difference.
All right, final, semifinal round. We have Pickles versus Fish Bait.
Still Pickles.
Still Pickles.
I think so.
Really?
I'm not eating the fish bait.
I'm not eating
not even
the pickles
if you're desperate.
Either.
I'm not eating the...
Fair. But, I think Pickles is...
I don't know. The two that are weirder, I feel like fish bait, pumpkin spice fish bait is just a weirder thing than pumpkin spice.
I was just thinking about it, too, because, like, that's the one that makes less sense, right? Like, this doesn't make any sense, like I talked about last round.
Yeah.
But... You look at it and go, oh, it's just someone doing a marketing thing because it doesn't make any sense. The other one, you're like, oh, this person actually tried to, even though it's still a marketing thing, oh, it's pumpkin spice. Everyone loves it. Like, someone's like, people would buy that with pickles. Like, if someone did something with the bait, they're like, I don't care. It's the fish, not me.
That's fair. You're less worried about the implications of the addition.
Mm-hmm. Does it make it less weird, though?
I don't know.
Like, do I want my fish to enjoy their food before they
get
onto my
hook? Because you want to entice them.
Right, you
no,
want to
no,
entice
I want
them, and you want
them,
it to be
mind.
A happy fish before it dies.
Do I?
It'll taste better.
Will it?
Yes.
Is that like
that's science?
Science.
It's science.
I don't like that. I think the hook ripping in its mouth might dampen the happiness.
Also, like,
just saying.
Science is a very loose term in these times and days.
All right. It's fish bait and pickles?
Yeah. Pumpickles.
Pumpickles.
Pumpickles?
That's what they're called.
Pumpickles?
Nope. I don't like that either.
Well, yep.
Just well, that weirder. Just nailed it in for me. I'm good.
Weirder. Do you want to know what
reproductive
website they are sold on?
No.
Pumpickles.com?
Mouth.com.
Just keeps getting better.
I'm not Googling that at all.
Nope.
I'm ready to vote. It's pickles. That's just really weird. I'm sorry. It's just really weird.
One for pickles.
Two for
Avery.
Pickles.
Three for pickles.
All right.
Three for pickles. John Dobson said pickles.
I'm on pickles.
Oh, it's a clean sweep for pickles it is then.
Like, I'm not using that product. And, like, someone's on me, I would use the bait because, like I said, the implication.
Yeah. All right.
The extra you leave in the back.
salsa versus Pringles.
If we're going off what we talked about last round, but we never do. Just a flavor of Pringles, I think it's fine. And it's a more bland base to add that to, whereas salsa,
whether
you're subverting
things.
The expectations or you're changing it altogether, I don't think it makes any sense.
What did you say?
I said there are two. It's competing against too many things.
Yeah, I think that if you have a salsa, you're going to have too many flavors in there.
Which means in order for it to be predominant, it would have to be pretty
overwhelming. Yeah. And then it's just...
Then that's really bad.
Yeah, it's weird. I agree with John. Like, I could see if you had just a plain Pringle and you added pumpkin spice to it. Like, okay. Like, it's weird, but might be good.
Right.
But adding pumpkin spice to salsa, like tomato and pepper and onion and whatever else, like, I just, that sounds weird.
Do you think there are 16 Pringles flavors?
I would
try that.
If you got in all the variations, I bet you at least get close.
I think we could do.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, just for no reason whatsoever.
Spitballing here for asking for a friend.
Right. Since, by the way, listeners, if you have any good ideas of what we should be discussing.
Because clearly we're already reaching for straws here.
Yeah, grasping mightily.
It's the seasonal episode,
that's
okay?
Right. So, all right.
All right, so... I don't know.
I've heard both the arguments of what you're saying here, Johns, and I don't disagree with you, but I also don't know if that's going to sway my decision though either. I think both are so incredibly.
How is the salsa normal though?
I'm not saying
in
it's
any
normal,
way.
Josh, I have you over for a Halloween party.
Okay.
I say, hey, you want to try these pumpkin spice chips? And your answer is no, obviously. But I'm like, you have to try one. Would you rather have these pumpkin spice salsa or these pumpkin spice chips? You have to have one. You're going chips.
I'm going chips. Day.
Right. You're going Pringles.
I'm going chips. But lawyered. I also think it's because
too many
I can more easily get a chip flavor out of my mouth afterwards than a salsa flavor. Yeah. So I don't know if that makes it weirder. It's just
so
sticks around more.
Just going back real quick. In their regular Pringle lineup,
21.
They have 15 flavors.
Oh,
I googled
hold on.
It. The first thing that popped up was 21.
The 15th is Wendy's spicy chicken flavor.
I've had
which
that.
I've actually
this
heard
is
was
good.
It's good. It's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Brought them here one time.
But then they also have like different flavors in their new wavy Pringles, which I had the barbecue ones. Not that good.
So
anyway,
do those barbecue ones taste like pumpkin spice?
That's probably the closest equivalent.
They might have actually been better.
So
anyway, what are we debating? Pringles and what?
So
salsa.
Happy. Thank you for joining us.
Salsa.
He was doing research.
And
leave
I just wanted to clarify, since you're just joining, it's like salsa, like the dip, not the dance.
Oh.
Pumpkin spice dance.
Oh, actually, that makes so much more. No, it's still weird. Anyways.
Right. We did not clarify that.
We could pumpkin spice up that dance.
Yeah. Just along those lines.
Could you?
I don't want to go too far up. My daughter
we're
goes,
orange?
Did you know there's chicken the bird and chicken that we eat? And I go, sweetie, we're going to have a talk. And she took
the
it pretty well.
See.
Yeah, we took it pretty well, though. But I was like, it's that. We kill it. And we take its meat and we cook it. She's like, oh.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I was like, spam is not meat.
Meat-ish.
It's kind of. All right. So which one? Joel, what's your vote?
I just drew a huge blank. What? You guys, I had COVID. Like, come on. Like, my brain's.
So, Avery.
Months ago.
So, Avery, would you like to vote for the salsa or the, I was going to say spam, but it's Pringles.
Right. Salsa all
oh, yeah.
day.
Yeah, salsa, salsa for me too, since I.
Salsa?
Still salsa.
Still salsa.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I'll say salsa as well as the weirder of the two for
I'll
me.
Give Pringles one.
Pringles is one. All right. Well, gentlemen, we're up to our final matchup. Thank the Lord.
Oh, this is fun.
This was so much fun.
I don't believe
all
you,
two times that we've recorded it.
It was like one and a quarter due to technical difficulties. Okay.
We had covered more than five rounds.
No, it was five. We covered four.
Yeah. We're on our fifth when he realized.
A little peek behind the curtains.
Yeah.
One
of
us
of,
might
a lot
have
of horrible
had their
stuff that said that
mic on mute.
Yeah.
So
It was easier than editing.
It was
100%.
And we said, and we pretty much said the exact same things.
Yeah.
Pickles versus salsa.
I'm ready. I don't
actually
see...
killed your mic, so you don't have to edit it. You're just like,
I think an argument can be made for the spices and the pumpkin even working well with the vegetables of salsa. I wouldn't say I'd ever seek it out, or even probably wouldn't try it.
No, but I've seen
compared to a pickle.
So, like, when my grandmother makes like beans and stuff, like she will put pumpkin into like some of, depending on what she what time of year it is, she'll put pumpkins in there now because it's pumpkin spice. But that's because, you know, pumpkins are available that time of year. Mm-hmm. So, like, I could see salsa having a pumpkin in it because whatever, pumpkin spice pickle. Like, no, I just don't see that at all.
No, I'm with you.
Is there flavored pickles of anything else?
Yes.
You have spicy ones. I've come across ones that are like sweet and heat, where it's like maple and hot. Yeah. And I actually think that's really good.
Right, so you have dill pickles.
Yep.
Right.
You have bread and butter pickles,
which no one buys. They just have those as decoration.
Well, those are good.
I actually like bread and butter.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
They're
good for snacking.
Yes,
they're garlic pickles.
Garlic pickles.
Garlic pickles.
The Wickles, which are actually pretty decent. They're spicy. It's one pickle I'll eat.
Right, but bread and butter is like a sugar flavored pickle.
Ugh. Yeah, they're good.
Sweet relish.
How much sugar there is in bread and butter?
Right, exactly. I mean, I like bread and butter.
Sweet
and
relish.
I like toast and jam.
Sorry.
Sweet relish pickles.
Have you ever jammed a piece of toast without butter?
Oh my gosh, like herding cats.
Yes, I have.
We're discussing it. This is arriving me at my answer.
Yeah, no, these are my like top two of, like, I'm glad this is where we got to, because this is where I would have gotten to it.
It's a good. Yep,
I feel like toothpaste would have been here, but
yeah, I'd have been okay with toothpaste being here as well too. Instead of
pickles, would still be weirder.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is I don't know.
Oh, good. Yeah, I think
just want to let that.
But if you had to choose,
still don't know.
See, guys, the struggle is real.
It is. You're right. Yeah, to me, it's not close, actually.
Yeah, I just feel like pickles are much weirder. Like, if you were just to give me the list of things, my first take feel is pumpkin spice pickles sounds much weirder than pumpkin spice salsa.
As what happens sometimes, an argument in one round becomes the counter-argument in the second round.
Oh, yeah.
It's like... Oh, it's just too many
flavors. Welcome to the podcast.
Right, it's like too many flavors in salsa.
Right.
And you're like, oh, like just pickle and pumpkin? That's crazy. I would rather have it with a bunch of flavors.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. We go with whatever we think will help us win this argument right now.
What color is the pickle juice? Is it green or is it orange?
Is it green orange?
Is it green orange? Is it brown?
Orange?
Because that affects it majorly, especially because pickles come in a clear jar.
This is true. We're efforting. Bear with.
No, like, that makes a huge difference. Bear if it's with. Brown water right now, boom, pickles is weirder.
Bear with.
I'm not dragging.
It's orange water. It's orange. Boom, it's weirder.
Worse.
If it's glowing.
Am I the only one? I mean, I love pickles, but I have to be kind of in the mood for it. I don't want to just grab pickles.
No, I'll eat pickles anytime.
Really?
Yes.
I'll eat salsa anytime.
Right, but I'll eat orange salsa over orange pickle water any day.
That's fair.
Yes, that's true.
I'll lawyer anybody right now. Call someone. Call Morgan. I'll school him.
I don't know that I will.
I don't think you know how this works.
You just call, you're like, what pickle?
It looks green to me.
Probably not even real pumpkin.
That's probably a very real possibility, Joel. Like, I would assume that it's not real pumpkin in there. What if they pickled pumpkins instead?
Yo. Like, yeah, why not?
I think there are very limited things that we should be pickling. Mainly just cucumbers.
Oh, cucumbers. You know what? One of these pictures says spicy pickled pumpkin. Look at that. Interesting. And that is orange. Because
it's pumpkin.
Right, well, it's pumpkin. Yeah, I mean, that makes
I think
sense.
The pickles...
The pumpkin spice pickles, I think, were still green.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Mm. I'm looking at epic pickles.
Okay.
That blows up my argument.
I still just
think the flavor is just too... They're too competing. Like, I don't know how you could tone a pickle down to make pumpkin spice seasoning work. With it.
I'm looking at the ingredients and on the picture I'm looking at, you can only see part of it, but you see vinegar, salt, nutmeg, allspice. It just seems nutmeg in a pickle. I'm I'm done. I'm ready. I'm ready to vote. That's the weirdest thing ever.
All right. So Josh votes pickle. One for pickle.
Two for pickle.
Two for pickle.
Three for pickle.
Three for pickle.
Four.
Yeah, make it four.
Boom.
We're going to make it clean sweep.
Boom.
Pickles that are pumpkin spice flavored are clearly the weirdest thing of the season.
I think this is the weirdest thing of the season.
So last year for Halloween, we did a best chocolate candy episode.
You should go back and listen to that one.
Quite the deviation.
This is not as good as that one.
Dang.
And that one is also more enjoyable for us.
Right, because we ate the candy.
Yes.
What we did. It was great.
Also, had to re-record that.
We did have to re-record that one. You're right. Man, Halloween's cursed.
Fall's a bad time, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to our podcast of Fights of the Round Table. I hope you were as thoroughly disgusted as we were on this episode.
But hold on. Wait. I think we have to do some sort of public service announcement here. So, like,
don't eat your deodorant.
Stop making pumpkin spice things.
Oh, okay.
I mean, why do we need this many pumpkin spice items in the world? Is it that great?
No.
Okay. So, how many people do we know that love pumpkin spice enough to do any one of these things?
Ooh, these things? I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really know. Yeah.
My wife likes pumpkin spice like lattes and stuff, but I don't think she's crazy enough to.
Lattes,
she's crazy enough
candles.
To marry me, and that's about it.
Right. So everything's on the table then. So I would say lattes, candles,
maybe pancakes.
Maybe pancakes. I would allow that.
Mm. Or waffles.
Breath mints.
Or waffles. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, you're gonna go breath mints?
No,
you won't
no.
go toothpaste?
Right. Exactly.
You almost got stabbed.
All right, anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
We should have some marketing ideas here. All right, well, you can just go ahead and fade us to black there, John.
Thanks for listening. How was prison?
It was excellent. Not going back.
I was losing my mind for a second.
You still look like it's lost.
Yeah, we haven't found it.